Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started today for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com. This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits, Sharia, who's making progress with meds, and Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at weightwatchers.com.
Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. I am your host, Spencer, still living it up, living that dictionary life. Let's talk about the words. The first word, hey, we finally got to it. You know what I'm talking about. Say it with me. It's gall wasp. Two words, noun from 1879. This is any of a family of hymenopterous gall flies. So, we talked about gall flies and gall midges and stuff in the previous episodes, and so this is another kind of these insects, and they are hymenopterous. Well, it's something about their wings. I don't know what the first part means in terms of wings, but they are gall wasps. The family name is Cynipidae? Cynipidae? I think that's an I. Cynipidae. Let's just say that's accurate. There is a picture of a gall wasp and a gall. It's a drawing. It shows a branch, a young branch, and there's a little offshoot on the branch that's even smaller, and there is a gall hanging off of that little branch. It's very round. It's very spherical. I have no idea what the size is, but I assume it's pretty small. It kind of looks, there's all these like speckles and things on it, and it kind of looks like one of those large gobstopper jawbreakers. Did you ever get those? They were like 3 inches wide, big old ball of jawbreakerness, and you'd have to lick it for years to finish one. The speckles on the outside kind of remind me of that. And then hanging out on the branch above is this gall wasp. And, it's got the little head and the antennas and the wings and the legs and the body parts and all those things. And I don't see a stinger, so I don't know if it's actually a wasp of that kind. But what happened is it laid its eggs in the branch or on the branch, and then this gall appeared. And that's why it's a gall wasp. All right, well... let's see. Because of that, my sound effect today is going to be bzzz. Next word is galley. This is G-A-L-L-Y. Different than the galley, which is the boat, which has an E-Y. This is galley with no E. It is a transitive verb from 1605. It is chiefly a dialect, and it doesn't say where, what dialect. I don't know. Tell me. The synonyms are frighten and terrify. So, bleh, did that galley you? Did it frighten you, terrify you, scare you, make you go, oh my gosh? Galley? Huh. The origin is unknown, and I don't know where it is. Should we just do a lookup of where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? Where in the world... do people use the word galley for terrify? The word galley, meaning to frighten or terrify, is described in dictionaries as a chiefly dialectic or obsolete British dialect term. There we go. No longer in common usage. So it's British. And I'm sad. I'm very sad that the dictionary didn't say that and I had to go look it up. But if you are British... Maybe you have heard, maybe some old people, maybe some people who were alive in the 1600s, maybe you have heard them say, "Galley, I'm gonna go. Let's go to a haunted house and get gallied." Ah! Bzz. Now we have the word. Well, it's two words. It is Galois theory, or I guess it would be Galois, or Galois, emphasize either syllable. The first word is capital G-A-L-O-I-S. It looks like Galois. My grandma's name was Lois, so she's a Galois. No, Galois theory, noun from 1893. This is a part of the theory of mathematical groups concerned especially with the conditions under which a solution to a polynomial equation with coefficients in a given mathematical field can be obtained in the field by the repetition of operations and the extraction of nth roots. I gotta leave it there because I can't give you any more. We're talking about equations, polynomial equations, equations with lots of different pieces to them. And it's a Galois. You know what? Just for you, I'm going to put a link in the show notes for Galois theory. If you're like, this is fascinating, I should learn more about this Galois theory. Maybe one of those things I shall learn is, where did this name come from? Well, I can tell you that right now. It's from Évariste Galois. And I assume they were French. Doesn't say anything about what they did, where they're from, when they died. I assume they're dead. Évariste Galois. I assume French. Okay, is it fine for me to make an assumption here? I hope so, yes. Please and thank you. Okay, goodbye. Buzz. Next we have galoot. This is a noun from circa 1818. It is slang. The synonym is fellow. What's up, fellow? Hey, how's it going, you big galoot? I've definitely heard that and said that. Slang? Would I have said it? It was a slang word? I don't know. Galoot. We need to bring this one back. A galoot. Hey, look at that galoot over there. Stealing the loot from the rich people, giving it to the poor. But especially, we have more. This is especially one who is strange or foolish. Strange or foolish. I myself am strange and foolish, so I am a galoot. The origin is unknown. Just some word that some random person made up. That's it. Yeah, are you a galoot? Would you describe yourself as a galoot? Fantastic. Now we have gallop, or this is interesting. Or it can be gallop. It is spelled G-A-L-O-P, so it looks like gallop or galop, but it is, well, gallop. Yeah, one of those is fine. Gallop, gallop, noun from 1830. This is a lively dance in duple measure. Also, the music of a gallop or a galop. It's French, which is why they are not saying the P at the end of the word. They just say galop. Okay, a lively dance. Boop a doop boop 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 boop. That's my galop. I'm sure I got that square on. A buzz. Next is galore. Adjective from 1628. The synonyms are abundant and plentiful. This is used post-positively, like in the example, bargains galore. Whoa! So usually the adjective comes first. But because this is kind of a funny word, it's used post-positively after the thing, in the post way. You're not saying, we got galore bargains. No, we have bargains galore. This podcast has episodes galore. We have an abundance. We have so many of this thing. I have songs in my head galore. It's a good way. I think we should definitely be saying more things are galore in this way. That's the only way I know how to use this word. Is this the only way? Can you use the galore in other ways? This is from the Irish, go lior, which means enough. So not like, enough of you already. I've had enough of that. It's like, we got a lot. I think we have enough. We have enough bargains. Too many bargains, maybe? I don't know if you can have too many bargains. We got enough of them, though. Bargains galore. I'm overwhelmed by the bargains galore. All right, that's enough about galore. Let's move on to, here we go. Galosh. Galosh, it is a noun from the 14th century. Number one is obsolete. It is a shoe with a heavy sole. A shoe that's old. If you got a heavy sole, my soul is so heavy. My soul has been around for many, many eons, so it's very heavy with all of the deaths that it went through. But number two is a high overshoe worn especially in snow and slush, because you don't want to get your pants dirty or your socks dirty. You want to keep away all of the wetness if possible, because walking around with wet socks is just pretty gross. So you need some galoshes. Oh, yes, you need galoshes. Galoshed is an adjective. I see your feet. Your feet are galoshed. And of course, in Bulbous Bouffant, galoshes come up. I'm wearing galoshes. We should all be wearing galoshes. It's a good word. Of course. Buzz. Next is galumph. G-A-L-U-M-P-H. Galumph. Intransitive verb from 1872. This is to move with a clumsy, heavy tread. This is probably from the word gallop, like the horse is galloping. And so maybe a certain horse has got like just a funny gallop and they're very heavy with their footsteps. And so they're like, that's not a gallop. That's a galumph. That horse is galumphing. Some humans will be galumphing just in the way that they walk and do their stuff. They're just like, blah, 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 blah. This is my galumph walk. Next is galvanic. Galvanic. Adjective from 1797. Number one, of relating to or producing a direct current of electricity. As in the example, a galvanic cell, C-E-L-L, like some sort of electrical cell, a battery, something like that. And it's producing a direct current, or relating to a direct current, not an alternating current, a direct current, galvanic. Number two, A, having an electric effect and also intensely exciting. So we are not literally talking about electricity. It has evolved from the electricity world into, I don't know, something like the example here, which is a galvanic performance. Oh my gosh, your performance was so galvanic. I felt the electricity in the room. Wowee, you did such an amazing galvanic job performing your tuba solo. To be produced as if by an electric shock, as in, had a galvanic effect on the audience. I mean, I've never seen a tuba solo that did not have a galvanic effect on the audience. Those tuba solos, everybody's like, oh my gosh, that was the best thing I've ever seen. The tuba solo, we need more tuba solos, please. Galvanically is an adverb. So it does not say where this is from. We have no etymology, but we have some more related words, so we're probably going to get it there. So, you know, if you ever hear the word galvanic or something similar, you can probably think, I think this might be related to electricity somehow. Moving on to galvanic skin response three words, noun, from 1942. I think I have been having a lot of galvanic skin responses recently because of all the dry air, and I think my body is particularly susceptible to electricity and the static electricity in the air, and so I get shocks all the time. All the time I'm getting shocks. So, what is this for real? This is a change in the electrical resistance of the skin that is a physiochemical response to emotional arousal, which increases sympathetic nervous system activity. Whoa, this is fascinating. A change in the electrical resistance of the skin? So when you are emotionally aroused, the electrical resistance in your skin changes? What? What are you saying to me? Is this real? Have they scientifically tested this? They make somebody emotionally aroused and also not emotionally aroused, and then they test the electricity of their skin? Fascinating. I gotta put a link in the show notes for galvanic skin response. Wow. Okay. Does that mean I'm always emotionally aroused? Possibly. Who knows what's going on? Buzz. Next is galvanize with an S, which is the British variation of galvanize with a Z, which is coming up. But first, we got to go to galvanism. Noun from 1797. One, a direct current of electricity, especially when produced by chemical action. So when you put some chemicals together and there's some electricity there, I don't know of an example of what that would be, but you get a direct current from that and you got yourself some galvanism. Number two, the therapeutic use of direct electric current, and how might you be using this therapeutically? Could be for pain relief. You're providing yourself a bit of an electric shock, electric current, to get rid of pain? I mean, I know that they do the electroshock therapy in the head, which is supposed to help with some brain stuff, but I don't know if I've ever heard of it being used for pain relief. Number three, vital or forceful activity is galvanism. You know, electricity is pretty forceful sometimes, so I guess that's where it came from. So, here's where we get a little etymology, or maybe it's all the etymology. It is French or Italian. French is galvanisme, and Italian is galvanismo, and this is from Luigi Galvani. Galvani, probably that. So, this Luigi, he was probably doing some studying about electricity, and then he was like, I'm going to name this after me, Galvani, this galvanic, galvanism, all of these things, they are going to be named after me because I am Luigi Galvani. And that's as far as my disrespectful accent will go. Thank you very much. All right, moving on to galvanize with a Z. Verb from 1802, starting with transitive. Number 1a. To subject to the action of an electric current, especially for the purpose of stimulating physiologically, not psychologically, not physically, but physiologically, right? It's like your brain and your body all together. The example is galvanize a muscle. Yeah, this is like the physiology of a thing, the muscle. So what are you doing to the muscle? You're subjecting it to the action of electric current for the purpose of stimulating it physically, basically. And so maybe after you had some surgery and you were bedridden or stuck to a wheelchair or something, and then when you're ready to go use those muscles again, you're like, I can't use these muscles. They're atrophied a bit. I need a little help to get those muscles working again. And so maybe you gotta galvanize those muscles and send some electric shocks into them. 1b. to stimulate or excite as if by an electric shock, as in an issue that would galvanize public opinion. Oh, that issue is very big and important. All of the public have an opinion about that. And when the mayor said something that everybody disagreed about, they all got up in arms and there was like, oh, they all got electrically shocked, metaphorically speaking, all at the same time. And they're like, hello, no, we have been galvanized as the public. We are coming to tell you that we don't like what you said. You just galvanized the public. Number two, to coat iron or steel with zinc. You're coating something with zinc. It's maybe iron or steel, but especially to immerse in molten zinc to produce a coating of zinc iron alloy. The zinc and the iron coming together to be galvanized. It must have something to do with electricity. Intransitive is to react as if stimulated by an electric shock, as in they galvanized into action. When the public was galvanized, then they became galvanized and they went into action and said, Mayor, you're out of here. You're out of here. We don't like what you're saying anymore. Galvanization is a noun and galvanizer is also a noun. No additional etymology, so we're going to move on to bzoop. Galvano or galvano. This is a prefix. It means galvanic current, as in the example, galvanometer, which is our next word, buzz. Galvanometer. Noun from 1802. It is an instrument for detecting or measuring a small electric current by movements of a magnetic needle or of a coil in a magnetic field. So the first one, a little magnetic needle, it's like, well, there's a little bit of an electric current there. Oh, the galvanometer is telling me we got a little bit of an electric field, electric current going on here. Maybe electricians will use this. Maybe they'll put this galvanometer up to a wire to see if it's alive. If it's live, you gotta turn it off because you don't want to get galvanized literally with an electric shock. Galvanometric. That's an adjective. Our last word is galvanoscope. Galvanoscope or galvanoscope. G-A-L-V-A-N-O, scope. This is a noun from 1832. It is an instrument for detecting the presence and direction of an electric current by the deflection of a magnetic needle. The deflection of a magnetic needle? All right, well, I think I want to look up pictures of each of these galvano things. Let's see, yep, galvanometer. Galvanometer. Well, let's look up a picture. Yes, we got. It's like a little box, and then there's a not a screen, but it's got the little dial, the curved thing, and then there's a needle, and it's behind a piece of glass, and there's some. Oh, so yes, there's a couple of two or three things on it, a red one and a black one, for positive and negative, and you hook up your electrodes to those, I'm guessing, and then the galvanometer will go up depending on how much electricity is going into the thing. All right, so that's one. And then we also have the galvanoscope or galvanoscope. And this one, what are we looking at here? This is different for sure. This one, is this older? 18? No, it's newer, but these pictures are looking older to me. I'm seeing a number of different things, so it's kind of hard to describe what this is. It's probably gone through different versions. And also, some of these look like they're coming from galvanometer as well. Maybe, I don't know, there's like a tube with like a drawing of a frog's leg in it and these other things. So anyway, it's very interesting. It's all about electricity. And that's all you need to know. Quit asking me questions. Okay. Well, I now need to pick a word of the episode. I shall reread the words to you, so you can also pick a word of the episode. What's your word of the episode? Tell me. Email me. Let me know. I want to know. Tell me the things so I can know. Okay, today we had gall wasp, galley, galois theory, galoot, gallop or gallow, galore, galosh, galumph, galvanic, galvanic skin response, galvanize, galvanism, galvanize, galvano, galvanometer, and galvanoscope. Those were all the words. I think I kinda just gotta pick galosh as the word of the episode. The funny thing about this word, though, I don't think I've ever heard it used in its singular form. Where's my galosh? I got one galosh on my foot, but I need my other galosh. Where did you put my galosh? Is the dog wearing my galosh? How did the dog get in my galosh? How did the dog get in my galosh? The world will never know. All right, that's it. That's the word. That's the song. And now I'm going to tell you about a movie. The next movie that I watched is All of You. All of You. This is the new movie by Brett Goldstein and Imogen Poots. And, the other guy who was a co-writer and director, and I can't think of his name, but I'm going to look it up. And it's a romantic drama comedy that has a bit of a sci-fi, it takes place in this sort of futuristic sci-fi world. Nothing too crazy. It's not like a Blade Runner situation. It's, you know, it's still, it feels like a near future kind of thing. And I quite liked it. Goes over a period of times and it's very sweet and funny and human, very human. Okay, that's it. Thank you so much for checking out this show. I wish you would go tell some people about it. I wish that you would also join the Patreon. These are my wishes. When I go to bed at night, I sit and I pray and I say, oh, please, I wish this person would join the Patreon for just $1 a month. They will get very early episodes and some exclusives, which I gotta do. All right, this has been Spencer Dispensi. Oh, by the way, the name William Bridges. That was the name I was looking for. Co-writer and director. This has been Spencer dispensing information. Goodbye.